Book 1, Angel of the Borderlands. Part 1, In the Land of Devil Monkeys. Dr. Brayburn, many people consider you a saint due to your many healings. Do you consider yourself a saint? Teresita, true. I have cured some, but I have never known how, and because of this, I have never considered myself a saint. I have always been ashamed of that title. El Fronterizo, Nogales, Arizona, June 25th, 1892. 1. Two riders came from the darksome sea, black against the morning light, and they tore into the first Mexican village. They demanded, as they would demand in towns north, the same information. Have you seen the Saint of Cabora? And at every dusk-choked ville, in each forlorn rancho, with nothing but skeletons mouthing the dry water tanks, in every charred Indian settlement, they were pointed north. That was all the people knew. She was there, far away, north, gone. The people had come to fear unknown men, seeking news of the saint. Unknown men with great rifles and grim faces. Unknown men with questions. Such men had killed hundreds of the people and brought in hordes of slavers and soldiers to imprison others and drag them to their doom. Always from horseback, sometimes from behind weapons, pulled and cocked, shouted, rude, louder than the people cared to be spoken to. You! Do you know where we can find the Saint of Cabora? No. It was better to shake their heads and point north. Nobody knew anything. We do not know her, they said. They say she is in El Norte. Even those who felt abandoned by her, forgotten, dared not complain to these men. What if it was a trick? Some devilish strategy? A voice in the dark, outside, yelling, "Long live who?" Think a long time before answering. Try looking en el otro lado, they said, turning away. The other side, yes, of course, the United States. The riders didn't know much. They were incurious men for all their interrogations. But they did know their masters feared her return, and these two feared their masters. The great men in the great hall that the black riders would never see would burn the entire land to eradicate her. There was no failure available to the riders. She has not come through here. The people shook their heads in village after village. They returned to their meager labors. Who? They asked back. We never heard of her. Their lips fluttering with minuscule flags of burned white skin. At most, they would look down and mumble, "That's an Indian thing." They scratched in dead soil, under white sun, with woven straw satchels of hard corn and clay jugs of muddy water, and they did not look up to the riders, did not show their eyes. Something bad was crossing their land. They hunkered down like their ancestors before them and silently wished their saint good luck. When there was a town big enough for beds and tequila, the riders watered and fed their horses, ate cooked meat with frijoles and tortillas, drank. People in the small eateries backed out the door. Women in the dingy hotels turned to the piano players and hoped the riders did not seek their flesh. These two enjoyed the fear they caused. Twin 44 revolvers, long big bore rifles, great belduque knives like half swords, and that smell. They only smiled at each other. Sometimes they paid, and before light came, they left. It was hard riding, hot. They had no time to dawdle or bathe, no time for women.